Time now for the Trader Bills Fishery Report, brought to you by Trader Bills. And joining me is Philip Kastner. Philip, this morning, our first real cold morning. Now, tomorrow kicks off modern gun season for deer. How long does it take them to get up moving around?
I'm not sure they ever stop. I think they move more during the night than they do the day. Yeah, it's a big weekend in Arkansas, no two ways about it. So this is the plan, of course. We're at three-quarter and building side of the moon. Peak of the rut in Garland County has got to be over the next two-week period. All the zones are in the books according to what you can shoot and where, and you just got to get a regs book. We've got them here at the gun counter to figure it all out. First light tomorrow morning. I know a lot of guys are going to be already in the woods ready to go, and that's an exciting time of year.
Now, tomorrow morning is not supposed to be as cold as it was this morning, but if tomorrow morning was to be this cold, would that make it difficult to get the deer out and around?
No, absolutely not. Cold temperatures don't really affect them much. It's the rain that they don't necessarily like to move around in. But if it's just cold, that's irrelevant to a deer. They're going to move around. It makes them move around. It makes them look for food. They've got to burn energy to stay warm, and they're looking for groceries. So that's a good thing.
Well, I know a lot of people are going to be going out on the lake, that those that are not going into the woods. Drawdown is complete on Lake Hamilton and Lake Catherine. Have you had any reports for people going out?
Yeah, a few guys have gone out, and, you know, they were fighting the rain the other day, and that's the main thing you've got. One thing that I noticed is there is some mud got put into Lake Hamilton from this runoff.
Mm-hmm.
Stokes Creek had a big mud line roofing right down the middle of the creek yesterday afternoon, and I'm sure by now it's out to the main channel. So a little color in the water is a very good thing. Hamilton can be too clear for good fishing sometimes in the winter. You know, you don't want it muddy, but you just necessarily need it just gin clear either.
If you went out to fish that mud line, what do you do? Spinnerbait?
You got to have both a crankbait and a spinnerbait and a rattle trap tied on, all three, because you need a crawfish-colored crankbait, you know, maybe a gold-bladed spinnerbait, maybe a crawfish-colored jig, swim it along the edge of that line as well. You just got to imitate a crawfish some way, shape, fashion, form, or another.
Have you heard anyone going over to fish Catherine lately?
Not lately. You know, that's right around the corner, though. I'm sure it'll start because the lake is down now, so guys will start doing that.
When I left here going home last night, I thought about you because I could hear all these geese going overhead.
Man, all the geese.
But it looks like they're going east. I thought they go south for the winter.
Well, they're going southeast. The cold front was going due east. It was going west to east as much as it was going from north to south. And these geese are flying on that line, that dry line that's pushing him through. So, yeah, everybody has been talking about hearing geese all night last night. I'm one of them. I stood outside for an hour listening myself. It was really something. The beginning of the migration has definitely started.
Well, I saw two or three of the flocks going overhead, and I mean, they are huge. I'd like to know how many birds were in that bunch.
Yeah, there was a bunch, and it was a big bunch that flew all night. You know, if you were in the Delta, I talked with a farmer this morning, and he said it's even worse there. It was so loud last night from a big push. So, yep, it's happening. Thank goodness. It's time.
Well, no two ways about it. Love this time of the year.
Sure do.
What is happening at Trader Bills?
We are running our propane on sale. Guys, get your bottles filled up, ready for deer season. Still going to be a cool weekend and next week, so make sure they're topped off. It goes off sale today when we close the store. Got a big sale going on rifles, ammunition, anything you need for the upcoming deer season, so please stop by.
Place to go, Trader Bills, 1530 Albert Pike in Hot Springs, 623-8403 is the phone number. Phil, do appreciate it as always. Have a fantastic weekend. I look forward to talking to you on Monday.
Thanks, Tom.
Trader Bills Fish Report, brought to you by Trader Bills.